Justin Cooper, kind of a home race for you here. You got to be stoked on that. And then you fell first moto, first lap, or second lap, I think, right?
Second.
Okay. So take away that crash. Could have been a really good day.
Yeah, I think we could say about that about the last three weekends now. My first motos are definitely killing me, but just have to, you know, fight for what I can in those situations and get up as far as I can. That's what I did. I had a lot of energy I spent in that first moto and definitely paid the price in that second moto. It was tough.
Yeah, I mean, Hunter was good, too. I guess as a rider, too, sometimes you got to tip your visor, right, and be like, hey, man, it was his day.
Yeah, definitely. He got around me and kind of managed his gap. We got a little bit close there at the end again, but, you know, I felt like he was in control of that race, and, you know, it's awesome for him, 1-1, and, yeah, did the best I could and just ran out of energy, like, halfway into that second one.
I saw your post about Pulp Mex Fantasy first to the finish line, and I picked you this week. Starts weren't there, really, though.
No, I had that. They were holding the gate really long, and it felt like it was like 6 or 7 seconds, and you know, that's the longest of the year for sure. We're zoned in, and you know, I almost flinched in both of them. So I think, I started like 20th, went down right away in the first one. The second one was better. It was like third or fourth, but no hole shots for me today. Yeah. And
trust me, the second mode, I'm like, just clean RJ out and let's get this first to the finish line.
Yeah. But dude, I was just trying to get up and see the front and not lose sight of it, because I knew I was gonna be spent, and yeah, it's pretty much what happened. 15 minutes in, I was like, wow, it's gonna be a struggle.
You're like, wow, that first moto really really did something. Tough track to pass on. The first moto, you had to do that. I think people think of sand as anywhere you can go anywhere, but here it kind of funnels in and then spreads out, then funnels in.
Yeah, especially in that first moto, you had everyone that was fresh, and everyone was sending it for the first, I would say, 15 minutes, and I think I was, like, halfway through, and I got the port. I was, like, P14. I was, like, I ain't going to cut it. Like, that's pretty bad. So just kept my pace going, and sure enough, people started fading off, and you could see it in their riding, and that kind of gave me the motivation to keep moving forward, and was able to rattle some guys off fairly quickly because I felt pretty decent at the end of that first moto, and, you know, no arm pump, no fatigue at that point, so was just taking advantage of the situations there.
Are you in are you in Tallahassee now?
Yeah, we're staying there for right now. We'll basically for the rest of the summer until the last two California rounds.
All right. So you've made the move. You're out.
Staying there. Didn't make the move yet, but yeah, we're staying there.
You mentioned this is a close race for you as a kid. Did you ride here a lot though? Did you race MX338 stuff or any SC?
You know, I think I did one race on like a 50 here.
Oh, okay.
But never came here. I don't know. I don't really know why. It's pretty close to me, like 3 hours. But never really have put time in on this track besides the Nationals.
Nice charge today. And one of these weekends will be 1-1, I think. No more 2-2s to get the overalls.
Yeah, we're really looking for a 1-1. That was the plan this weekend. That was the plan last weekend. But, you know, it's not the first moto ain't cutting it. So hopefully we can clean that up and put us in our position to go 1-1.
Oh, last question is, how much do you miss Will Hahn, if at all?
I do. I miss him. He's a good guy, and
I was hoping you would say not at all.
Nah, he's a good guy. I can't talk bad about my guy Wilbur. So he's on to better things, but still talk to him. Yeah, down at the gate and stuff.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yep.